Welcome to the lesson all about content strategy. And what the content strategy does is it really marries your brand and your audience and bringing together how you can specifically help your audience. So with your content strategy, you want to think about your ideal audience. You can go back to lesson two and reference that. And then what you're going to do for your content strategy is you're first going to list out, okay, what are the top 3 to 5 products and services that you are offering. So maybe it's big buckets like skincare, makeup, baby, home. Like maybe those are all the things you offer. Or in my case, my 3 to 5 products and services are, I kind of classify beauty as like one big bucket. And then fashion is another one of my buckets. And then running is another one of my buckets. And then just healthy habits, healthy living is another one, and recipes. So everyone's going to have different buckets. But then what you want to do is look at how can you specifically help with those products and services. So there's a ton of people who are fashion bloggers. There's a ton of people who are selling skincare and makeup. There's a ton of Instagram runners. So what do I bring to the table specifically, which again is like my brand, to help my audience, which is different than everybody else's audience? Yes, people have overlapping audiences, but people follow you for you. So you don't want to copy what I do because you bring a different perspective. So it's kind of the cliche, like there is only one you. But it's very, very true. And that's really important in content strategy, because the biggest challenge I see in content is when people just copy somebody else's or they try to be something that they're not. And so it's really important to think about what you are bringing to your content to help develop your strategy. So think about your brand. Think about what problems you are solving for that person. So with your audience, like let's say that you are a mom and you're really speaking to how to take care of yourself when you're a mom and you're really busy. So you would want to list out like, okay, what are all the solutions you have for busy moms to help take care of their skin, to help do their makeup, to help them eat well, whatever it is that's part of your brand and your messaging. What solutions are you bringing? You really want to outline the problems that you're solving and start to make notes about, okay, what do they need to understand around the solution to see that it's a solution, right? So maybe they really struggle to wash their face because they're busy. If you just say, I have this great skincare routine, here's 6 products, like that, they're gonna be like, no, I don't have time for that. Versus, okay, I understand that you don't have a lot of time. So first you're acknowledging their challenge. And then second, this routine takes me literally 4 minutes. You can just shut the door for 4 minutes and you can do this for yourself. So first acknowledge their challenge and then show what you're bringing to the table, how it's really a solution to a problem. And this is how all of your content strategy should go. So for your broader content strategy, where you're mapping out all of the different topics you want to address, and then for each individual message, you want to make sure that you acknowledge something that you've struggled with or you know they struggle with, you explain the benefit. And then lastly, you need to outline what action you want them to take next. So whether it's learning more, click here to learn more, or maybe it's go here to shop, or maybe it's hit reply and let me know XYZ, have a call to action is really important. The next thing to do is think about what roadblocks might someone have when they are going to buy the product and service that you're offering. Is it going to be time? Is it going to be money? Is it going to be lack of clarity? They just don't know. You want to think through how you'll overcome it. And so maybe if it's money, you're going to outline ways to save money. So maybe they're joining a loyalty program or letting them know like, hey, there's actually going to be a sale tomorrow, so hold off shopping, things like that. These are all things that you'll want to put into your content strategy. So when you are working on your content strategy, there's the broad content strategy of here's what I'm going to message over 6 months. Actually, let me back up. Your content strategy, you're going to have your overarching content. So this is where really the brand and your audience and then what you're an expert in, like that's your big umbrella. And then your content strategy is, okay, over the next 6 months, what do I want to communicate? Because usually people, when they start to write an email, they just spit everything into an email and then it gets really long. I see this with blog posts too, not as much anymore, but in like the early blogging days, you would just put everything into one blog post versus how can I chunk this up into multiple emails. So rather than talking about skincare and makeup and how to save money and how to take care of dry skin, like, and how to become a consultant, and, like, don't put that all in one email. That can be five different emails. So think about over the course of 6 months, what's the most important things that you want people to know, and then kind of start to prioritize it. Okay, so in the first month, do you want them to know the basics of a skincare routine? Do you want them to understand why your brand is different? Do you want them to understand ways to save money? So start to map out all your topics you would want to communicate and then start to prioritize them and kind of put them in order. And then that's going to map out the content that you're going to write. And then when you go to write it, you're going to follow the outline that I explained of acknowledging a challenge that they have, providing a solution and explaining the benefit, giving them a call to action, and then overcoming any barriers. So today you're going to work on your content strategy, and it's really just going to be a brain dump of everything you want to communicate, and then just do a practice round, pick one of the topics and kind of do a practice round, bulleting out the different aspects that we talked about. So very excited for you to start on your content strategy, since it will really start to bring your email marketing to life.